This is a CKTZ News update. City West, a telecommunications company based on BC's coast, has been working on Cortez Island since January 2022 to bring fiber optic service to homes and businesses. It's part of the $45 million Connected Coast project funded by the federal and provincial governments along with the Strathcona Regional District. City West Regional Manager Dino Chaconis had originally hoped high-speed internet via fiber optic cable would begin on Cortez Island in January 2023, but that's now delayed until sometime this spring. He says the rocky terrain has made construction of the network challenging.
City West teams will be back on Cortez Island within the next month to continue work on our on-island network for Manson, Squirrel Cove, and Seaford.
And do you have any sense of, and I know it's going to be a phased-in approach in terms of which parts of the island get the fiber optic first, can you just let us know when the switch will be flipped for the first part of Cortez to receive that fiber optic service?
Yeah, so the communities I just mentioned, Manzanilla, Squirrel Cove, and Seaford, we're aiming to have our first customers online by spring 2023.
All right, and is there a date in mind? Is it?
There's not a specific date, but spring, it's pretty vague, let's say. There's not an exact date. We're looking at anywhere like a March to April to May kind of thing, right? With projects this big, you're going to see that kind of thing. But yeah, so with spring 2023, we're going live on the south end in Squirrel Cove, Seaford.
And then when might the Whaletown community get service?
So once the construction team finishes their work in those three communities, they'll be heading to resume construction there.
So would they be like a number of months behind or when the other
service happens? Yeah, they're going to be a number of months behind. So we don't have an exact launch date for the services we've done yet. We'll have an update on our launch later this year.
Now, do you have a sense, Dino, how many people or businesses have signed up actually for at least the trial 2 months free service and then hopefully securing them as actual customers for City West?
Cortez residents probably have been fielding a lot of calls of late, but I have an exact number for you, but I do urge people to answer those phones, answer those emails, because if you can sign up before the launch date in your community, you can take advantage of that 2 months free internet.
So you don't have a hard and fast number about how many people have actually signed up to date?
I do not right now, no.
Give us a sense, Dino, about the process. I know you were ambitiously hoping that introduction of service might even happen this month, being January of 2023. What have been, I don't know, the hardships or the challenges that have not allowed things to go as quickly as you had hoped?
Cortez, as we know, it's very rocky, right? The biggest challenge has been like getting the mainline done and also like just getting all the dices in a row to make sure that we have the right permits for all the landing sites and also for the Ministry of Highways as well. But Cortez, it's a really rocky place. It's really not easy to get to every resident on Cortez. So that would be the biggest challenge, I would say.
It's actually getting to people's homes or businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because some of the landing sites you can see are already constructed and look ready to receive the signal.
Yeah.
Is that part of it done already?
Yes, that part of it is done. Now it's just connecting all of the landing sites together and also doing those final touches with power and just getting all those little tiny fine details in line so when we can launch this spring.
Okay, and Dino, I don't know if you have this number in the top of your head, but I'm just curious, like, how much of a City West crew or contracted staff have been involved in this process to bring fiber optic cable to Cortez Island? But I'm just curious, like, how many staff have been involved in this project so far on Cortez?
I would like to say all of City West staff has been involved in bringing the services to Cortez. And I think we have over 100 City West staff at the moment, but every last one of them has been involved. They've either fielded a call or have been to Cortez, and there's crews outside of like the Connected Coast. They're not City West employees, but they also are helping bring service to Cortez.
And finally, Dino Chaconis, the service that we currently have available on Cortez tends to be in the low to moderate bandwidth or speed of around, 8 to 10 megabits per second for downloads. What will the new fiber optic service provided by City West do in terms of that?
We're offering a package that is actually not advertised. It's a package that we've done this for these remote communities. And our slowest speed is 30 megs down, 30 megs up. 30 megs download, 30 megs up, all unlimited. So you can use that as much data as you want. So there's no data overages. But the plan that we try to recommend is 100 down, 100 up, and that starts at $88 per month.
So essentially, you're talking about speed that is 9 to 10 times faster, or minimum, 3 times faster than existing service.
Correct.
Wow. That's quite something. We'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, I'm excited for it. I can't wait to get my service myself on Cortez.
Okay, Dino Chakanas, thanks again so much for speaking with CKTZ, and we look forward to hearing more as we move along into the spring.
Great. Thank you so much, Greg.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.